Well, Greg, at this week's Pella School Board meeting, an annual tradition, if you would call it that, you have the local legislators come in and engage with the school board about the latest issues surrounding not only education, but the upcoming 2020 legislative session. What was that one-hour forum and session like, and why was it important to engage with Senators Ken Rosenboom, Amy Sinclair, and Representative Dustin Height?
Yeah, it's always important to establish a really good relationship with your legislators. And in the end, just know that we don't really meet with them to convince them of things. It's more about building relationship. And so when there are things that are being considered, that we have that established and can contact them and go see them personally at the State House and know what's going on. So, you know, they are all well-intentioned people. They certainly sometimes fall into their party politics, but that's no different than anyone in those roles. And so what we try to do is just always tell them things that we're thinking about, sometimes our concerns, sometimes our needs from our perspective. There's always a lot of needs that come to the State House, and it's more than the funding they have available usually. But certainly schools are the biggest number in the overall budget. So our increases that we get every year are certainly take up the largest percentage of any new money available. So I think it's always important to establish that. So we do that every year. We also go meet with them in Des Moines. It's usually January, February that we do that as well. So as the session's in play, and all of that just helps for us to continue the conversation, to keep open lines of communication with them, because the more they know us, the more they know our board members, the more they know our administrators. They tend to shoot straight with us and tell us, you know, even if it's not good news, that they tell us kind of the way it is. And so I think that's really helpful because it helps us plan. It helps us make sure we know what's going on, and it helps us advocate for what we want to do in education.
Now, one of the big decisions that the Pella School Board has been wrestling with really since the middle of the summer has to do with potential child care needs in the community. And I think it's been pretty well established, if our listeners aren't familiar, that there is quite the child care gap, not only in Pella, but the surrounding area and in many small communities. And the school board has made a key decision on how to proceed. What ultimately was the decision and what kind of led to their direction? And then ultimately, what's the next step after that, knowing what the board decided?
Yeah, it's interesting because we've got certainly a need for childcare in our community. Some community people got together last May and looked at the gap, looked at the options, and one of the options that they thought was probably the best option to be on the table was to have the school take over some childcare things for our community. That would actually had the school run a 0 to 5 year old program, and even some after school potentially. And that proposal was to have the school be the umbrella agency for that. So we dug into that, looked at financial models, looked at other schools that do have childcare within their schools. We benchmarked those schools. We looked at the legality of it all. We looked at just the capacity that we could maybe offer. And all of those things kind of really researched it and made sure that we knew kind of basically all the information to make a good decision. And so in the end, there were probably 3 or 4 things that were a negative towards the school running a childcare program. Not the least was, is it really a good match to our district's mission? And our mission typically has been more in K-12, but it's also been in preschool now. But it was hard. It was a stretch for us to go below that preschool age and say we are going to now shepherd, take care of infants and toddlers as well. And then probably the second negative thing was that when the school takes over, child care, or if the school would take over child care, we would use our salary schedule, our benefit levels, all those things. And those are usually higher than what many of the preschools or the daycares are actually paying their current employees. So while it would be attractive for employees to come to the school, it's really a tough model because the revenue does not allow for a robust benefit and salary package. And so using our model of salaries and benefits and then putting that on childcare cost, it definitely came up to be a pretty large deficit each year potentially that would happen. Now, we've had people in the community that have stepped forward and say, yep, we'd be willing to help bridge that gap for you. The thing is, it's that long-term commitment for that gap to be bridged that would be one of the challenges, because regardless whoever comes forward, it would be an annual gap that would need to be bridged. And so that's year after year after year. And that could be tough, especially if the economy doesn't stay as strong or something else changes, and there's still a need for childcare. So some of those reasons were why the board decided and voted against moving forward with a 0-5 child care program. They voted, all five of them were in favor of not moving forward. And so they were unified in that decision. And I think that was probably the wisdom for us at this time. We are open to other options and to look at other options and probably to be partners sometimes with a third party or something like that. So I know the school still is open to options, but we just feel like putting it under our umbrella, using our salary schedule, trying to match it to our vision and mission was really a stretch for us and a stretch for the board to do.